from the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is The Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Big and Wild Outdoors. When I say welcome back, I mean me.
And Glenn, who's that voice in the studio?
And Glenn, and Randy, and Bill George. He's back. Again.
That's a good thing, because Jonathan, he's...
Yeah, where is Jonathan?
I tell you, you know, he's...
He's always got something going on. He's doing some kind of charity fundraiser this morning.
Oh, he's at Boggy Boogie Boggy Creek
Soggy
or
Bottom.
What?
Soggy Bottom. Boggy Bottom.
Boggy what?
Yes, Boggy Bottom.
Boggy River?
I don't know. But it's a great place to go and enjoy an outdoor activity eat some barbecue. And if you, it's been a while since I've been out there, but I do know they have several little ponds that are like crystal clear.
What? Where's this
with
at?
With these bass that just swim by and just like tempt you to throw. You'll find every cricket, grasshopper, and throw it into the pond or lizard. Just to watch the fishy.
That's not Lupton's place, is it?
Yes.
Oh, that is? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Remember that place, Randy? We did a Christmas party out there.
Oh, my gosh, that was a long time ago. Yeah. I do remember that. I was telling my wife about it. We drove in the neighborhood, and I said, oh, man, about 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, yeah, the Lupton's barbecue, you know, found family. You know, they built that place out there in the middle of nowhere. It's a beautiful place. What is it called again? Is it Boggy? Boggy? Boggy Park, Boggy...
Well, like you said, it used to be called Lupton's, and it was Boggy Bottom, I believe.
That was an awesome Christmas party.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Jonathan will be calling sometime this morning.
Amazing, we remember, that's right.
Yeah. He can give us the exact location and name, the pronunciation, make sure we're right, and then give us a little brief rundown on what he's actually doing, and if he had any luck in Illinois, because I can tell you, Braden, you missed out. I didn't bring anything back, and so... It was one of them good trips.
How did I miss out on something you didn't bring back?
Because you could have seen the... Well, because
what?
We did without last week. I didn't bring any goodies in.
There's a McDonald's right up the street. You could have brought some you know, some sausage or something. Anyway. But he's out today. So he's running around out there at... I'm going to have to look it up now. It's going to drive me insane. Boggy something or other. Boggy Park? Boggy Bottom Park?
Y'all keep talking. I just wonder if George Clooney's going to be there.
No, he won't be there. Why would he be there? Is he in town?
Right, why would you pick that out of the air?
Well, what was it in the movie? Boggy Bottom Boys or whatever?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. See?
I'm on the page, but you have to have a bent brain to get there, but that's all right.
I thought you were talking about Legend of Boggy Creek. I remember that old movie, and I'm like...
Soggy Mountain Boys or something like that, wasn't it?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember. I know. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Never mind. Yeah, George Clooney will be
there.
It's
too early for that.
Wow, dude. Are you sure that's tea in those cups over there?
He's got something, and it's light on ice. So,
or it's all melted real quick. It doesn't stay long. But anyway, after a week or two hiatus on my part, it's glad to be back in Florida, except, of course, flying back from California, I catch some nasty... West Coast bug or something, flying from Fresno to Phoenix. I had some little old lady from Pasadena up there trying to hack up a pancreas, and I guess she went ahead and infected the entire airplane. So I've been fighting that off, as you can tell by the sound of my lovely voice.
Well, you need to get outside. Week, so. You need to get outdoors and get some vitamin D in your system. Let that sun just help sweat it out of your body.
That is true, except for the fact that you can't get up off the couch. So
Jack Daniels usually helps me with that.
Yeah. Or it'll get you on the floor a lot easier, one of the two.
Yeah.
You'll rest much better.
Go do a little wade fishing.
Well, you know, outdoors, I don't remember if it was Fox News. I seen this article came out a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about how the sun actually increases your health overall. And your mood. So if you get, I guess the more sunburn you get, the happier you are. I don't know, but
everything within reason.
Yes, Randy. Everything within reason.
Yeah, sometimes but a real bad sunburn.
They're just saying if you spend 30 minutes a day outside and get some sun on your system, on your skin, that your whole attitude's going to change. It's going to make you feel better. and it's going to build your immune system up. You're going to just be happy. And I got to thinking about it. How many times have you seen an unhappy fisherman on a boat that's out there in the sun? I mean, when you go fishing, you're all excited about going, and then as your fishing goes, and you, whether you're catching anything or not, that sun is just making you have a happy moment.
Well, that's true. There's a scientific basis to that. You know, the people who live in Alaska, and they have that 6 months of darkness. They're supposed to be under a certain kind of light, like fluorescent lights or something like that, because there's a chemical that gets generated in your body by sunlight that improves your mood.
Vitamin D is one of the big factors.
Yeah, and that's that, what. So. But you know, I was reading this the thing that was published by the Fox Health side of it, I believe it was, and it made a whole lot of sense, because when I get outside, I just feel a lot better, and when that sun hits you when you're feeling a little bit under the weather, it just makes you feel better in itself for me.
Well, last time I did that, though, my neighbors actually walked over and asked me if there was anything wrong, because I'm laying out on my front sidewalk wrapped up in a blanket in broad sunlight.
Well, that could be
wrapped up in a blanket.
Oh, yeah.
That could really throw a flag up.
Look like somebody did a body dump in my front yard, and I remember Mr. C next door comes walking over, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm just working off the flu. Getting out here in the sun, man. Just trying to sweat
wrapped
this
up
out.
In a blanket.
Trying to sweat this out, man." And he's like, "Okay, if you need anything, just let us know. We're right over here." Last time I did that,
they just look at you through the binoculars, so they really don't want to get close enough to get contaminated.
Yeah, they'll let the cops go over and kick me one time. You know what? Hey, up, down. Yeah. So, no. But I'm pretty good. You know, shout out to DayQuil. Shout out to NyQuil.
Well, it must work, because when I tried to call you and text you and just to check on you, there was no response. So I was telling Bill, I was like, maybe we should contact the authorities and have them go by.
Just do one of those emergency checkout things.
Yeah, make sure.
Well, I don't know.
Right.
When did you text me? Because I literally went to bed at 6 p.m. I haven't gone to bed at 6 p.m. since eighth grade. So, I mean, I got home. Got
it was
home
probably.
From work, ate a sandwich, changed clothes, got shorts, got comfortable. Ate a sandwich and went and laid in bed. Next thing you know, I'm waking up. It's this morning. So,
I sent you some stuff around. Actually, 3:34 yesterday was the earliest one. And then, of course, several came
in the
after
afternoon?
6 o'clock. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see those at work. I didn't see those at all. Oh, except for the pictures. I saw them this morning. I put them up on our Facebook page, which are awesome.
Yeah. Those,
who are those people in the pictures? How do we not know them?
I don't know who those are, but I will say they really caught some nice speckled perch.
Yeah.
Over
how
there
do we
on,
not know them?
Lake Maddie. You know, Freddie did call us last week, and I know you missed a report unless you listened to
I listened to the show.
Listened to the show, and he was telling me about, off the air, you know, he's got that Crappie Chaos jig that he's been making for a few years now. And
right.
It's the color combinations that he's been putting together apparently work very well for Lake Maddie. Now, whether they work for Kissimmee or Rosalie or something like that, not sure, but apparently he has hit the right color combo for that particular body of water, and those folks are catching some really nice speckled perch.
Well, the ones I've seen in the picture, they'd make your day a lot happier, that's for sure. I mean, I didn't see anything under 10 inches on those. There's some nice crappies.
And, you know, when you lay them all out and the three or four guys that was actually fishing, they caught their limits. They didn't exceed them, so therefore they had an excellent day. And, of course, you see, as I was talking about being in the sun and how you feel better, with a catch like that, you can't help but smile from ear to ear.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it makes life a lot easier when you can catch a bunch of fish like that. Have any of those made it to your freezer for the wild game dinner coming
up
soon?
That's negative on that. But I will say, too, that I did meet some folks, and I'm bad about remembering names, of course. And
those nice folks that you met.
Yes, I met them out at my uncle's place. So if they're listening this morning, they know who I'm talking about. But
do you remember your uncle's name?
Yeah.
His name's Ray.
All right. Good.
So those nice folks we met out at Ray's place.
Yes. We got to talking about the wild game coming up. And so my uncle called me day before yesterday and said that they came by and donated, he doesn't even know, but he said a whole bunch of speckled perch fillets.
Nice.
For our wild game cookout. So I really want to thank them for that donation. And if they keep fishing and getting like that, I ain't got to worry about it.
That'll make life easier for you.
All I got to do is show up, cook, and eat.
That makes it a lot easier, for real.
But on Lake Maddie, apparently Freddie has really put together some good color combinations. And now, whether or not they want to share where the actual catches are taking place or not. That's one of them things. But won't know until you go anyhow. You got to show up to find out. And
you sound like Nancy Pelosi. Well, we got to pass the bill to find out what's in the bill.
That's right. So, but ours is a lot better. It is going to be a lot more enjoyable to figure it out. But
I guess it makes it a lot easier. Are we going to talk to them at all today? Because that's one of those places I need to get out to.
Yes, seriously. And I'm sure he'll give us a call sometime this morning. And a couple other reports that came in this week, and I will spill the beans on that location.
Okay.
All right, we are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by G5 Outdoors and our good friends out at Load Runner Trailers.
Which I almost hit tonight, today.
Yeah, it was in the parking lot. We'll be right back.
You know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
It's time to work smarter, not harder, with Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth that doesn't rely on diesel exhaust fluids or diesel particle filters to meet Tier 4 emission standards. Right now, you can get up to $6,500 cash back or zero interest up to 84 months, plus a 7-year powertrain warranty on every Mahindra tractor. Save right now on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Grove Equipment Services on State Road 60 in Bartow and East Baker Street in Plant City today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages, and learn more about the toughest tractors on earth at groveequipment.biz. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Join Mark Charles Wednesday nights at 11:05 for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio. Mark Charles hosts guest appearances by pro wrestling's biggest stars and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of professional wrestling. Tampa Bay's Business Address Money Talk 1010 dims the lights for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio every Wednesday night at 11:05 p.m. Highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Ace Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that gives honest, reliable, and affordable AC repair and maintenance on all makes and models of air conditioners for residential and commercial. Ace always gives free estimates on new installations and replacements, and they send out technicians, ladies and gentlemen, not salespeople, so you're going to get flat rate pricing, and you'll know exactly what it's going to cost you before they even get ready to do the job. Ace Heating and Cooling evaluates your AC based on your home, not your wallet. That's right. For your office or for your home, you need to give Ace Heating and Cooling a call today and let them do what they do best for you. 813-657-8818. 813-657-8818. It's Ace Heating and Cooling.
The Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you in part by the Sefner Beef O'Brady's, the neighborhood pub where friends and family gather to enjoy good food and sports in a comfortable atmosphere in the Parsons Village Center at Parsons and MLK.
Welcome back. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. In the studio this morning, Braden Gunn, Glenn Kimmon, and Bill George, Randy Price. Jonathan's out over there at Lupton's Boggy Bottom Park. Boggy Park or something. Hanging out there today. I think we're going to have a little guest. Are you going to try to get out of here early or something? Why are you all loaded up? Are you trying to get to North Florida today? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm going to take off here sometime this morning and head on up North Florida and try to get a little hunting in and see what we can get done.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I in the background, you'll hear a video. Bill George has got me loading something into my computer that I'm supposed to take a look at here and a look at and see what it is. It's just now done, so I got to start play over again and see if we can watch it.
Well,
what is this? What is this I'm watching?
Well, that there is.
He's trying to get your seal of approval prior to any publication onto our website to see if.
Well, I don't know. There was a lot of snow in the background, so right off the bat, I'm not an expert on that, so I can't.
But that particular firearm, you know, does the general public have the ability to have that without any license or permitting?
It's still loading up.
It's still loading up. This thing you gave me to shove in here is, you know, doing the starting, stopping.
It's the circle of, as I call it sometimes, the circle of death.
It is the circle of death.
Drives you crazy waiting on it delivered.
No, I just got some picture of some snow and a river, looks like, in the background.
Yeah, it's probably PA.
Is that Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, not Philly.
But whatever. Same thing.
Notice there's not a whole bunch of people in that picture?
There's
Philly, just, there'd be a whole bunch of people.
Just snow and trees. I don't know. With that much snow on the ground, there may not be that many people. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to try to push play again and see if it...
Yeah, while you're working on that technical issues over there, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Yourself?
Oh, we're doing great. Rick's out there at Bill's Bait and Tackle.
Oh, hey, where you been?
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, not too bad. Yeah. Pretty busy this morning.
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to see any of the pictures that we posted on our Big and Wild Facebook page of the large speckled perches that are being caught over in Polk County on Lake Maddie, but I figured you must have at least one or two you could share with us.
Oh, Lake Maddie. I hadn't seen those. I've got a couple of pictures in here from Lake Maddie,
You got to go look at the ones we got up on our Facebook page, because those are some really nice sockeles on there. Really good looking.
Is it pushing 3 pounds?
Oh,
there's a couple. I wouldn't say the whole pile of them are there, but I would say that, man, they're. I'd like to have them on my catch.
Exactly.
Yeah, Lake Maddie, I've heard a lot of good things about that lake out there. A couple of the crappie tournament guys fish that, and they do really, really well on size out there. I've heard of somewhere out in Polk County, one that was over 3 pounds was caught already this season.
Yeah, and when you hear those, that's what you usually hear, and you may get a glimpse of a picture now with the technology. But a lot of times them guys that catch them big ones like that, they're going to hold that spot secret for sure, but...
Yeah,
out there in your neck of the woods, you have all that big bypass canal and the Hillsborough River and Lake Tenosassa, and what kind of reports are you getting from those folks?
The bypass canal has been good. It's putting out quality if you really know what you're doing out there. Hillsborough River and Lake Tenosassa seem to be like neck and neck with popularity and luck, you know, as you have it. The Tenosassa has made a great, great comeback this year, better than last year and better than the year before. The enhancement that they did with Lake Tenosassa has really, really come back pretty good.
You know, when they did that restoration on Baker Creek coming into Tenosassa, Philip and Jordan and Swift Mud, they really done a nice job on making some of those channels. But, man, the maintenance side of it, you'd wish that they would do a little bit better job. The last time I was there, the vegetation was just really, really thick in that particular spot. But you talk about really catching some bass. Now, that was a hot-producing area whenever that project took place. Now, as far as the north side of the lake, that seems to be the best spot. Now, I'm not saying exactly the exact spot of it, but I would say that northwest area would seem to be pretty good.
Yeah, for the docks and stuff around there is great for that. The cypress stumps, cypress knees has been out there since I was a kid. We were kids, you know. Have been home to a lot of bedding bass, large population of bass in that lake. It's always seemed to be in the good area. My northeast side is kind of like my favorite. You say the northwest side, but it's all produced for years. Nice quality bass.
Yeah, I know that northwest side has a little bit deeper hole. And one of the reports I got this past week on the fishing in the Polk County side, they were fishing in a crooked lake. And, man, when they were talking about how deep they were actually fishing to catch those specks they were on, I was like, man, that's incredible to be fishing in 20, 30 feet of water just to catch. And that's the way Thanetta Sass is on that northwest side. It's got a pretty good deep hole along that westerly shoreline, and it's been a producer. But on the bypass canal, that thing, it's not as deep as you would think it is.
And it's not as deep as I ever thought it was. When I was a kid, I thought the thing was 100 foot deep.
Me too.
It might be in some spots.
Yeah, some spots it's like eight, you know, only 8 foot deep.
That's it. It's
kind of like out there in the middle.
Yeah.
But as you say, with catching them in the depths, you change, you know, every lake is different, and you just have to adapt to that lake and what they're used to there. The Hillsborough River, it changes every 100 foot there. You know, some spots in there is 25, 30 foot deep, and then the other spots you can walk across it.
And there
it gets low. So.
No, it's just like Tampa Bay. Not much different, especially certain times of the year. You can ride your bicycle from Weedon Island all the way back to Shore Acres. It's all good.
I guess you're right about that.
Seems to be the catch? What are they using that's been producing the best bite so far in the area?
Jigs, flicktail jigs are doing real well for the quality and quantity. Some guys are really knocking them dead. Minnows, of course, Missouri minnows. And beetle spins, like I say, you know, the jigs, little small little jigs seem to be working well.
Well, any reports on from tarpon at all? Or
lake tarpon is doing good. They always produce. Some guys are talking about the size, you know, complaining about the size. But at this time of the year, you know, they're not really on 100%. And the guys are ahead of the game, and you know, you're catching the small ones, and it's just not quite, it wasn't that quite time, you know, to get the slabs. But that's about to change here real soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, if you've never fished on Lake Tarpon, man, that when I first showed up to go fishing on it, I don't know what I was expecting, but I can tell you what, that was one, that lake is really a pretty lake. It's got a lot of structure. It's just one of them things that you hear about it, and then when you say, well, I'm going to go over there and try it, and man, you're thinking, I should have been coming over here years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, that lake is alive. It's definitely doing its thing. It produces every year bass, bluegill, crappie, catfish, whatever. It's a great, great lake. If you can ever get out to it, it's worth it. And to learn it and know it, you'll fish there forever.
And you just said the key thing to a lot of successful fishing is you got to show up and fish several times, and once you start figuring it out, start learning some of the stuff and different techniques, you're going to have a lot more success. And just like me, when I showed up the first time I fished it, we didn't catch but a handful of speckled perch. And, you know, when you go back, you kind of know, well, I had some luck over on this side, and then you try another area. And the more you get to go, the better you're going to produce your catches. So,
yeah, I guess you can compare it to a girl. The more you love her, the more she's going to like you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. But well, Rick, what else is good over there at the tackle store?
Bass is doing good. Bass is doing real well.
Well, you know, on the bypass and touching again on that, some of the pictures that I seen from a friend of mine sending me last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Those bass now, with this water and the weather being a little warmer than normal, they're starting to move up in the shallows. But some of the bass that they're pulling out of that bypass canal are just really crazy. I mean, just continuously pulling 7-8 pound fish out of the water. But he's throwing them back. He's releasing them. But when you can catch 4, 5, 6 to 8 pound bass in an outing, that's pretty good. And
yeah,
he's fishing from the bank. He's walking the canal bank. So
that canal set up, you really don't need a boat to fish that canal. My average out of there is 4 pounds. I mean, you may occasionally get a dink or something here and there, but when you get into them, the average is about 4 pounds.
Yeah,
and I've seen them upwards of 12 pounds come out of there. And the hybrid, the striped bass in there, I mean, they're 15, 16, 17 pounds in there. And then I've heard recently that they've been catching some smaller stripers, which I'm not positive on this, but I didn't think those reproduced. but either somebody stocked it with some more or they're reproducing in there.
Yeah, I thought they were hybrids. I thought they couldn't do that either. So
yeah.
Well,
I mean, there's catching some in there that are 1 pounders, 2 pounders. And on the stripers, I've never caught anything less than 4 pounds out of there on those.
Hey, Rick, I got a question for you. You talked about the bypass and being able to fish without a boat. For the family who just wants to go and take some kids out somewhere, where would you suggest, you know, that they could go out if they don't have a boat, you know?
Well, if you don't have a boat, you're going to have to make sure that you can dress appropriately, have closed-toed shoes. There's a lot of rocks down there, hill to climb and stuff, and you want to keep the little ones close to you for sure, because it's a wild area. There's, you know, things out there that, you know, you might get hurt on. But for the most part, you can start there at the floating dock there on 301 next to the old barbecue place and just start walking the banks. And you can walk either way, back towards Hillsborough River or out towards the main part of the bypass.
All right. Well, what is the... when you're catching those bass, what is your color? What is your choice?
My favorite is black with a fire tail.
You know, it's been years since I fished with one of them, but I've caught some really nice bass on that. But I will say Jamie won't share his color of catch. That's one thing he won't say. He'll just say plastic.
Yeah,
I was a little hesitant on that, but, you know, I'd love to see somebody catch one. If they can catch one on whatever color it is, that's great. It used to be motor oil was the great color there.
Yeah.
Motor oil with a glitter. And then I've seen, you know, laying down on the ground and stuff, the red, blue, fire and ice is what they call it, culprit.
Yeah, I tell you, the really, one of them that really has been turned on for myself fishing different waters, that seems to be the go-to, and you can just about rely on it, is the Junebug Red Ultra Vibe by Zoom.
Junebug Red, yeah, that's popular, very, very popular.
And it seems like no matter what you're fishing, you can put one of them on and you'll at least have a good hit and a catch or something.
Yeah, but those are turtles.
Well, I don't care. It got my blood flowing.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I didn't reel it in. But, hey, if it's a turtle bite, it's still, to me, it's a hit.
Bang, turtles.
Yeah.
But, Rick, thank you again for taking the time to call us this morning and giving us an update. Somebody wants to come by and check you out, where do they need to go?
We're located a mile east of 301 on Highway 92. 9806 East Highway 92 is our correct address.
And been in business since, what, 1986?
1982.
82. Man. I knew it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, man, probably one of the oldest bait and tackle shops in the area still around. So.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Hang in there, man.
Feel that way.
That's for sure.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, same, Rick. Thank you again.
See you. Bye. It's nice of him to give up a nice color out there, because that bypass canal, every time I've ever walked up and down it, we used to go to the old barbecue place there, you know, and, you know, waiting on food. We'd go walk up and down it. All I ever saw were dead snails.
Yeah. That barbecue place is just north of I-4 off of 301.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Uncle Mike's.
Yeah.
Still there, I think, but not sure.
Well, yeah.
But
we used to go there, and remember, we used to go there, and I'd take the kids.
They
walk
had a really
there.
Excellent fish taco.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, it had the mangoes on it.
Oh, man. Good frog legs, too, till you told my kid what they were.
Yeah, you know, truth sometimes will mess them up.
Well, truth's going to mess you up one day, boy.
Yeah, that's a frog leg you're eating. But I tell you, that's another thing, too, is if you ever get an opportunity, just stop by and check them out. I mean, it's not a huge building by no means, but it is packed full of really good stuff. And you know, those guys that have those mom and pop shops, they really need the local community support. You know, you got the box stores that everybody shops at. I mean, we all do. But if you ever need something, just stop in and at least check them out and say hello. And you always have a good conversation with Rick in there.
I always say you get better information from the local shops than you will from you know, pulling in those college kids to come work at some big box store for, you know, $2 an hour.
And you might save a few pennies, a dime or a nickel here, but whenever you stop in, you're not going to get that same conversation. You're going to get that atmosphere. When you walk in and you hear the crickets going and the aerators churning that water up and just to smell those shiners in the water, I'll tell you, it'll get you pumped up, ready to go.
Yeah, it's a true bait shop. That's the way it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, and like the one out at Lake Maddie, it doesn't. You know, that one smells clean, but they still had the same thing happening. Everything's outside, but
most of them are.
But you can, man, just stopping in and checking them out and seeing some of the old pictures, and you see those Polaroids that are still, because that's how old they, that long they've been in business with the Polaroids, and the little 3x5 black and white pictures are still stuck up on the walls in the corners, and just. It's like going through memory lane for some.
Well, there's not that many of them left here. I mean, especially here in Pinellas County. I told you, you know, me and my kid drove around for over an hour just looking for worms. And, you know, trying to get out on Lake Seminole and go up and try to just, you know, throw some worms out. Can't find them.
We'll give you a shovel and let you go find a retention pond or a ditch.
You know, that's the other thing. You can't find worms anymore. Everything's all just sugar sand. You know, worms don't live in sugar sand, man. You can't get them in there. So,
they're a little tough and dried out.
I think that's one of the main reasons why Gandy Bait and Tackle is so popular these days, because it's just an old bait shop. You know, you walk in there, you get what you need to get some information on what's hitting whatever, and then psh, jump in the boat and go. You know, there's no messing around. There's no, you know, going over and having a sandwich and sitting down and watching the waterfall and look at the taxidermy stuff and go check out some camo for a while and then go look at the jet skis and then, you know. I need 3 dozen. Let's go. I'll throw some blue crabs in there. All right, well, pew, gone. Get Got them it. Hooks. We're out of here. And you go. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Unless you're Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And then it's a totally different thing. But I miss those things. That's what I love about Panasoffkee. You know, going up there where Mr. Jim is up there. You know, every time I walk into there, it's going back in time and I'm a little kid all over again. You know, wonky floor. It's uneven. Wood's been there since trees have been on the earth. And, you know, it gives you that old feeling of the old IGA grocery stores, you know? I mean, it's just the smell and the ambiance of the whole thing.
Yeah, when you get to go out and you show up to those fishes, those bigger lakes, you'll find the boat ramp. And, of course, they normally have a tackle shop and bait set up there. And, you know, you can go over there to the Cherry Pocket that's on Lake Pierce and go over there on Kissimmee and hit Grape Hammock, and you walk into those things, Camp Mac, all those tackle shops, man. It's just there's something about it when you can step on in the door and the floor gives a little bit. Yeah. It's been around for quite some time. To me, it's like it's just getting you prepared for your day.
Yeah,
what you're fixing to do. It's just pumping you up, psyching you up just before the game, just before the kickoff. It's called the cast off.
Is that what it is? The warm up?
Yeah, the warm up.
The pregame show.
But I know that our good friend Mark from Southeastern Fish and Tackle over here in Tampa, the FLW kicked off today. He's down on Okeechobee doing their big fish thing and wishing him good luck, because that's what a lot of it is sometimes, is a lot of luck.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a possum belly tackle box full of everything, and you could take some of the. One of the pieces out of there that looks like it shouldn't be even in the box, and that luck and on your side.
Clean house.
I tell you.
That one bait that's been stuck down in the bottom for 2 years.
I think I got the wrong trailer hooked up to my truck.
Is that what it is for today?
The hunting trailer. I need to go back and get the boat.
Yeah, right.
I'm getting pumped up for some fishing.
I don't know. It's going to be kind of breezy, so if you're on a lake, it might not be so bad.
Well, but when you look outside and look at the pine trees, it don't look too bad from here.
It's supposed to. I mean, hey, come on. The weather guys are never wrong.
Yeah, didn't call for any rain yesterday, and it did sprinkle a little bit.
True.
It rained a lot in some places. You know, I mean, it rained. We didn't get in a long deluge, but, I mean, it poured down rain a few times for us.
Well, before we get to a break here, Braden, did you see this here nice pastry I brought in?
Yeah, the one that scared Randy Price?
Yeah, he thought it was a filet d'armadillo.
It did. It looked like it was all red on the inside. It looked like somebody's guts.
It does look a little bit like if you took an armadillo.
I don't know if I pronounce this correct, but is that Emimar Bakery? Is that how you pronounce that, Braden?
I don't know.
But anyway, a good friend of mine, Pat Whitman, at our church, he goes over to the bakery and he gets stuff and does that man on wheels and stuff like that for the community. And he always picks, every time he goes, he buys me one of them things and brings them to me. I love it. It's guava and cream cheese pastry.
Oh, yeah. Those are awesome.
You can't beat
that. The bread is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like it's similar to the Cuban bread that they put this on. But anyway, next break, we might
you
have
tear
to
tear into that. Is that what you're waiting?
Yes, I'm on. I've been waiting for the last day and a half to get this in here so we can enjoy it together.
Been on the dash, has it?
And if you don't like the sweets, I got you these here Buck Wild tortilla chips that a guy at the shop brought to me this week. He asked me if I'd seen it, and it's pretty cool packaging. And if you get a whole pound and 4 ounces of chips in this bag, feel the weight of that thing.
Well, like I said, if my nose wasn't clogged up, I'm sure this would all taste extremely good.
Listen, do not let him put his hand in that bag. He's still not. He's not cleared.
I haven't been cleared by medical yet.
We'll go get them Clorox wipes that Randy has over there on the corner.
Well, I'm always behind the glass.
Yeah, he's safe over there.
So I stay healthy.
Yeah, but if he puts his hand in there, I don't want to take another chip out.
I'm with you on that, brother.
Well, I did get a an email after the show last week, really wanting to know what the fishing report, what the fishing would take and be like for sure last weekend. Like I said, with that front that was moving through, it was passing in. Man, the fish bite was apparently turned on because Lake Maddie produced several large fish catches. And like apparently out at Rick's Bait and Tackle, they got some good reports as well. So hopefully you got to get out and go fishing. And then you could send us some pictures of the catch. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by Load Runner Trailers and G5 Outdoors. Stop in and check out the new line of Articats. The 2017s are in-house there at the Hay Exchange, and we'll be right back.
Eric Edmonds has created a great family hangout at the Sefner Beef O'Brady's. They go all out to support the organized youth activities and local benefits in the Brandon area. The Sefner Beef O'Brady nights are loaded with fun things like karaoke, watching games on TV, and seeing the local kids sports team celebrating their big win. And of course, enjoying lots of great food. Lunch prices start at just $4.99. The Sefner Beef O'Brady's is open from 11 to 11 Monday through Saturday and Sundays noon to 10. Sefner's Beef O'Brady's is located at the Parsons Village Center at Parsons and MLK. Come on in and enjoy the food and fun.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com. The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Here's this week's Sims Cranes Outdoor Safety Tips. Keep your family and friends safe on the water. Have an equipment checklist and be prepared before you're on the boat. Check local weather conditions before your trip. Designate an assistant skipper who is familiar with operating the vessel in case the boat operator or captain is injured. Always leave a float plan of where you're going and how long you're going to be gone with someone on shore. Use life jackets that fit each person properly before launching your vessel. Avoid alcohol. Studies show alcohol effects are even worse in the sun and wind. Learn to swim. The Red Cross and others offer training for all ages in your area. Take a boating course and get educated. Be prepared for any situation. Also, get a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They'll check out your boat and make helpful recommendations. Sims Cranes, helping you stay safe on Florida's waters.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors, here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fishhawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals. And the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fishhawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
And welcome back. This is Big and Wild Outdoors. Woo! It's good to be in the studio, knowing that shortly I'll be headed northbound, go up there to up around Blountstown, Tallahassee area, and do a little bit of late weekend hunting.
Why'd you leave Wade in the truck? Is he sleeping?
Did you want me to bring him in?
Nah, it doesn't bother me.
No, I wanted him to sit in the truck just to make sure none of our stuff comes off the trailer of the truck.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, a little guard dog out there. That's a good
idea. You know, it's a... he's been around for a little while on some of them trips. He's always saying, I want to go, and I want to go gator hunting. So I said, we took him over there to Lake Livingston and let him sit in the truck, because down on that road off of 27, there's no lights, and back in the way, back off in the woods.
And that will disappear in the back of the truck.
So he wanted to go, so he got to go, and then he's like, what? You're leaving me here?
Yeah. You're going to stay with the truck. Stay with the stuff.
But, you know, it's unfortunate that you have to be like that and think that way at times, you know, but things do happen, so we...
I know. It drives me insane. When I went out there and parked out there in the middle of nowhere, when I went out a month ago or so, it seems like, you know, you hate to walk away from that truck. It's out there in the middle of nowhere with, you know, four-wheel and everything else running around, and you're like, man,
well,
should
most
I
of
run
time,
back real quick?
Yeah. Most of the time, you're going to be all right, because a lot of guys out there that's doing what we're doing are having the same mindset, but you always just have that one particular incident that takes place, and next thing you know, it's a bad day for you.
I always try to leave, there's a cooler in the back or something like that, then maybe they'll be satisfied just snagging that thing and bunk and get out and go, you know, some cheap Coleman or something. Get out. Take the cooler. I don't care.
Well, let me know where you're parking. If you got one of them you don't care to give away, I'll just take
See,
it.
That's
let you
what
know.
I'm talking
I'm
going
to borrow this for you.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
You know, and every time I hear a story like that or something comes up, I think about one of the years I was hunting in an area that you were talking about, but it was over in Lake County, on the backside of the swamp, Green Swamp, Rich Long area. And I was walking through the woods, and the guy I was hunting with, Todd, he says, hey, check out this note he seen yesterday. And it was in a Ziploc bag hanging in this tree, or pinned to the tree. And I got to reading it, and it was a guy who apparently hung a stand in that particular area. And then when he returned, it was gone.
Oh, man.
So he left this note, and he says, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was a pretty extensive note, and it was, looking back on it, it was kind of, you know, it was just straight to the point. He said, here you find yourself standing here reading this note that I have left you after you've anticipated your opportunity to get out into the woods to hunt, only to find when you got here this morning your stand is missing. And it was unfortunate. If you are not the guy that took my stand, now you're feeling the same way that I was feeling last week when I showed up and my stand was gone. If you're not the guy that took my stand, I apologize, or the person. But if you know who took my stand, let them know that your stand is now missing because of what they've done.
Wow.
So I was like, man, that was it a right thing to do? But
no.
It was kind of like he felt like that person was the person that may have messed with his stuff. I don't know. But anyway.
That whole thing, you know, nobody likes a thief.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right,
that's
exactly.
Sure.
And, you know, I've had too many friends, you know, boat ramps. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're deep, dark in the woods. You could be at one of the busiest boat ramps in Tampa. And, you know, you come out and you're like, man, some idiot just stole the flip-flops out of the back of my truck. I mean, seriously. You know, or
the sand was too hot.
Or,
you had to put something on them feet.
Yeah, but the thing is that you have to go and you actually have to physically, like, look into the back of somebody's truck to see something like that.
Well, yours, so for sure, because it's pretty tall.
You're leaning in there and you're looking in there. It's not like you're just walking by and there happened to be on the floor behind the back wheel or something. I mean, I don't know. I've never been that person, so I can't understand the mentality of because stealing from something from somebody else. I think that's why I feel the same way when it comes to poaching. I mean – if you're going to be out there doing that kind of stuff, man, you're stealing from all of us, not just me out of my truck, but from all of us that go out there and spend the time and the money and the effort to go out in the woods
and
do what you do.
And poaching doesn't necessarily pertain just to hunting. When you see someone who is catching a lot of fish, because one of the things I done when I looked at that pictures from Maddie, I started counting fish. Looking at the amount of fishermen, I'm saying, now you better not have one more.
Three guys, let's see.
75, it better not be 76.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the mentality. I hate to say it, but that, you know, if you're always looking to be in the right, which, you know, hopefully most people that are out there, I would have to say at least 85% of the guys who are out there in the woods or fishing or doing it are always trying to do the right thing.
And they're trying to. And this past week, I seen where the FWC ended up tasing a fisherman, ended up tasing him like three times from being non-compliant. But apparently this guy has been arrested or cited for catching fish with a cast net and keeping everything that he catches. And he was, in this particular case, he was keeping bass and bluegill. You know, that's what happened. He was just non-compliant and ended up getting tased. So he got to feel when they do those studies when they're shocking the water, he could tell you what them fish probably feel like.
Well, he was definitely tagged and released, or maybe not released. I don't know.
Not right away, I'm sure.
He was definitely tagged. But there was a story, I wanted to bring it up because we talked about this a while back when they implemented this rule, and I think this is like one of the first times that it's been put into place. We talked about poachers, and it seems like up in the northeastern part of the United States, they go after poachers a little harder and a little more direct than they do sometimes, it seems like, in the southeast of the United States.
I think it's just more publicized, and some of the stuff that happens to the north and in Midwest, it's larger, much larger game concerns, or, you know, it's just something big like your elk. So that's why it gets publicized, I think, a lot more. And the judges out there seem to be a lot less tolerant to it.
Well, out west, you know, they really stick you. Because, you know, those elk and bison and things like that, that's big money. But this story actually came out. It happened back in Thanksgiving, so I wanted to bring this up. But it was around 8:20 in the morning, and a man named Clarence Robinson, he was a 63-year-old guy from New Market, Tennessee. He shot an 11-point buck from his driveway and across Piedmont Road at a buck standing in a hayfield where Robinson didn't have permission to hunt. And then he drove his truck into the field to retrieve the deer. Well, of course, the landowner saw all this happen and called their fish and game up there, the TWRA. And officer showed up there and met the man out in the field as he was getting the buck. And totally said, you know, you can't have this thing. You know, you shot it illegally and all this stuff. And so, of course, you think he's going to get a little fine. Well, to the surprise of Mr. Robertson, the biologist comes out there and he starts measuring. Because if you remember, we did this story, Tennessee doesn't just go by.
They charge by the scoring points.
They charge by not only the scoring, but the points of the animal itself. So he's like going, what? So when he finally showed up in court, the judge imposed an enhanced restitution fee. Remember, that's what they talked about.
Correct.
Because it's kind of like what they call a trophy fee for illegally killed or possessing trophy deer. The more points on the rack, the higher the cost. So the bad news for Mr. Robertson is that after he shot the 11 point, the state comes in there and says, a deer with at least 8 but not more than 10 point antlers, the fine is $1,000 per animal plus $500 for each point. Well, for an antler, a white-tailed deer with 11 points or more, it jumps up to $1,000 for the animal plus $750 per antler point. So, Mr. Robinson pleaded guilty to shooting the deer across a public road on the property he didn't have permission. The judge imposed his $50 fine plus a $269 in court costs, as well as the restitution fee of $9,250 for the trophy buck. And Mr. Robinson's hunting privileges were suspended until the fines and restitution had been paid. And they said it's probably the biggest buck and fine they've seen so far in the county, Jefferson County. And of course, they say, well, it's a shame that the deer was taken, you know, illegally, but it didn't go to waste. All the venison was donated by the Jefferson County High School FFA Hunters for the Hungry Club. So they donated the meat, and they and paid for the deer to be processed and donated to charity. And the hide and antlers were returned to the property owner where the deer was killed. So the guy actually got himself a nice 11 point without even firing a shot.
Well, he got 11. He fired a shot.
No, I mean his neighbor, the guy who the deer back, and he didn't have to fire a shot. He goes, hey, I made a nice 11 point last year. Yeah, Mr. Robinson shot it for me.
Yeah, I let my neighbor shoot it for $9,000.
Well, so you figure out on the total, it was literally about a $10,000 deer.
Yes.
Is what it cost him. So,
yeah, see, that's a good Texas hunt.
Dude, that's pick where you want to go. I mean, yep. You go to Africa and shoot plains games for $6,000. I mean, seriously.
It's just the airfare gets you there, but you can just drive to Texas.
But, I mean, I think that if more and more states imposed, you know, rules like that where they still went by antler points as well, especially if it's over a certain, you know, 8 points or better, or 11 or better, or 12 or better, and it gets more expensive the bigger the deer is, because that's where the temptation lies. It's not in your, you know, basket point or 4 points or anything else like that. It's those big wonky ones you come walking out of there, you know?
You haven't been reading the FWC legal, law officer reports.
Well, that's, you're talking about Florida. You're talking about two different animals.
They're shooting anything and everything they want.
Yeah, you guys here, man, if it's brown, it's down. No, they'll kill anything.
Yeah, you'll see more of that as time goes on. But, you know, before I get out of here myself early, I just want to touch on a couple of things. January the 21st, out at the Southeastern Fishing Tackle Place there, located at 2907 North Florida Avenue, they'll be having their fishing clinic. Starts off at 9 a.m. If you would like any more information on that, you could go to, I think we're going to have that on our Big and Wild Facebook page as well, but Southeastern Tackle there in Tampa are having their fishing clinic. A lot of good things going to be happening. They got several captains coming in to go over a lot of things, techniques to use. So it sounds like a good opportunity to go in. Even if you already have some general ideas, maybe you can go in there and maybe tweak what you already know with something else that somebody else has to share. But that's January the 21st. Also, January the 31st, it kicks off our archery clinic, our beginner bow hunter class starts on January the 31st at 6:30. The location will be at Durant Baptist Church. That's 7725 South Turkey Creek Road. We also have the basic beginners class that Dennis teaches, and it's kind of like he calls it his little people class. Of course, we have adults in that as well, that they'll come and just get the basic fundamentals and techniques of archery itself. But the bow hunter class, what's unique about this is that at the end of the class, there's an optional hog hunt that Trinity Sportsman's Ministries, they actually pay for that hunt. If you would like to attend that class, just check it out on our Facebook page or get with Dennis Pulowski at TrinitySportsman'sMinistry.com. But it's $45 for the first shooter for the bow hunter class. And then, of course, if you have multiple family members that do it, then the second person's $25, and then the third person's $15. So it's kind of affordable based on the family size, but it's a great opportunity. And the biggest thing too is that if you're looking to get into bow hunting and traveling to different parts of the country in the United States here, there's 27 locations right now that require a bow hunter safety certification to go and hunt. And most of these are the urban areas of our northern states. But now this class that is offered by Trinity Sportsman's is a certified FWC bow hunter safety class. So now once you complete that class, and you complete it successfully, you'll be issued a bow hunter certification through the FWC. So that's a big thing that just happened. They came out and reviewed our operations and our class itself, and now it's a certified class.
And you get to go on a hog hunt.
And that's the biggest thing.
That's the only thing I heard so far through that whole thing.
Yeah, you want to go on a hog hunt.
Blah, 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 hog hunt at the end. Yeah!
But we'll put that information on our Big and Wild Facebook page as well as our website with Bill George's help, that is, and get that information so you can check it out there. And if you're interested, like I say, we have enough equipment to host up to 20 people. We just need to know if you could pre-register. That way we know if we have enough to support the class if you don't already have your bow and equipment yourself. And now with with Christmas being past us now, somebody might have got a new bow and their kids or their wife or their husband or whatever the case may be may want to come out and just get the basic fundamentals of archery shooting. And it's a great time and a good program. So, just in case Dennis,
I agree. Don't look at me. I agree.
He's in his ground blind this morning. He sent me a text. I'm in my ground blind, so that's why I did.
Huh? Everybody is. Except for me, you, Chuck, and Bill.
I'll be in the tree stand this evening.
Yeah, you'll be there. You'll be there in about a few hours. Are you going to leave now that Chuck's here?
Yeah, now that Chuck has come in to relieve me.
You're taking your guava stick and you're
I'm going to leave that for you guys. I really want you to try it because...
There ain't no trying. It's doing. Don't worry. You ain't got to worry about us.
It is a really, like I say...
Me and guava bread are old friends.
Yes, I think we all are. Strangers. You're not trying to sell us on anything we don't know, man. Yeah, it's all good.
You were talking, Glenn, about walking into the old stores, the old fishing stores, and the floor kind of gives. I was thinking, you know, you get as big as me, every floor gives when you walk on it.
Unless it's poured. Unless it's poured creek.
Yeah. And well, since you said that.
Well, he brought it up, not us. Yeah. That's all good.
But when you go up there to Panasoff, and you walk into Jim Thiel's place, and you got cobwebs that's got the support beams in place, and you know, you see people use weather strapping and everything else.
Are you saying cobwebs are holding the place up?
Honestly, I think there's some support there.
Yeah, it might be.
If the termites ever quit holding hands, a building will collapse.
That's right.
And it could be that as well. But
I always think that when I go on the back over there and I see all those old outboard motors hanging up there in the rafters, I go, one day one of them screws is just going to give out, and it's just going to be a real loud noise back here. Really loud. It's gonna be... Well, good luck. Get out of here. Get on the road, man.
I appreciate it. And
bring back some pork or something.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Right. There's always a plan, but just do it.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, we're out of the Big and Wild Outdoors. We're taking a break. We're going to take it for the top of the hour. We're saying thank you to our good friends over there at G5 Outdoors and our newest friends over at Loadmaster Trailers.
Loadrunner.
What did I say? Loadmaster.
Yeah, that's Loadrunner.
Loadrunner. Yeah, well, yeah, I would have known it better if I'd have hit it this morning because it was so low. All right, see you guys. We'll be back.
Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you in part by the Sefner Beef O'Brady's in the Parsons Village Center at Parsons and MLK.
Have you heard of the following outdoor brands? Wild Game Innovations, Avian X, Plano, Barnett, Flextone, Ameristep, Fraybill, Zinc Calls, Tenzig, Evolved, Halo, Bloodsport. Well, if you recognize these brands and you use them, we have an opportunity for you to take your passion for hunting or fishing to the next level. Plano Synergy, the owner of all these brands and one of the leaders in the outdoor industry, is looking for passionate and skilled hunters and anglers to join our field staff team. Our staffers work retail events, do seminars, and educate store employees and customers on our products and how effective they are in the field and on the water. They are our brand ambassadors. If you are over 18 and want to apply, please request an application today at joinstaff@planosynergy.com. Once again, that's joinstaff@planosynergy.com.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hunters and collectors will tell you that if you want the friendliest, most laid-back, packed full of firearms gun shop in Pinellas County, then you've got to go to Deer Hunter Guns. If you want Civil War guns, antique antique guns, new guns, shotguns, pistols, knives, or even that hard-to-find ammo, you got to make a trip to Deer Hunter Guns. If you're looking for something out of the ordinary you just can't seem to find, stop in and see Chuck. The man is a bloodhound when it comes to finding stuff, and he will find it. So go get what you need at Deer Hunter Guns in Clearwater. It's just across the street from the original Hooters on Gulf to Bay.
Join Mark Charles Thursday nights at 11:05 for the MMA talk show featuring guest appearances by UFC fighters and the top MMA analysts, and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of combat sports. Tampa Bay's business address, Money Talk 1010, takes off its tie and relaxes with Mark Charles and the MMA talk show every Thursday night at 11:05 p.m. MMA talk show highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle.